Thank you, Toby. So, yeah, I'm standing in for Mike Golden, Michael Golden, the director of the Soil Survey Division. This is really his brainstorm, and really a lot of credit needs to go to Mike for, you know, really pushing this concept and engaging with the international community and, you know, really getting some traction, some momentum with this whole idea. So, yeah, the credit goes to Mike for this. So, of course, to do a universal soil classification system, you're going to have a lot of collaboration internationally. So there's a number of co-authors that we'd like to recognize here. Dr. Erica Michelli from Hungary, Alex McBratney from Sydney, Australia, Luca Montanarella from the EU, Gonlin Zhang from the Chinese Academy of Science, Peter Schad from Germany, Philip Owens from Purdue, myself, Craig Ditzler and Hari Escheron, USDA NRCS, and are retired. So just a bit about the topics. We'll talk about some background of this idea, some of the existing systems, a little bit about a possible approach, and then some recommendations for moving forward, and then a bit of a summary. So this is a famous poet that some of you may recognize, and he's standing in front of a famous profile in central Hungary. I think the idea here is that the time is right to do this, and let's move forward with it. So soil science, unlike many other disciplines, does not have a universally accepted classification system. And as a matter of fact, there are 50 documented soil classification systems around the world. And there have been efforts made to produce a universal system, and three of the more common ones are FAO, the World Soil Classification, the World Reference Base, and Soil Taxonomy. But Mike documents this goal has not yet been achieved. So many natural sciences do have a common classification system that are recognized internationally, botany, anthropology, and astronomy. And they're used globally. Soil classification is used in a national system yet to have international acceptance. So common reasons for a universal system provide a common understanding and language for communication. And if you look at the body language of Dr. Michelli right here, maybe if we had a common system, her body language might be a little bit different there. Sorry about that, Erica. So international politics, and that's been a big issue over the years. And we feel that, you know, recently the personalities have mellowed, and maybe the movement is time for a thought process of more harmony. So maybe the time is right for the acceptance of standardized terminology and a standardized classification system, you know, universally acceptable across the globe. So about a year ago, the Hungarian Academy of Sciences sponsored an international conference coined the Bridging the Centuries. And this was to look at the progress of soil science, or as they termed it, agroecology, in 1909 to 2009. And it was interesting, Erica, one of the things that came out of that, in 1909, one of the declarations they had is the need for a universal soil classification system internationally. So 100 years went by, and we hadn't made any progress in that. So an outcome of this particular conference is that a group of the attendees made a declaration to IUSS that we consider a universal system that would look at terminology for soil science that would have a commonality. And we're looking at more than just the classification. We're talking about laboratory standards and field description, soil characterization, soil correlation, and classification. And hopefully this will make the communication internationally more easy. So the declaration to the IUSS was that there was a need for a universal soil classification system. And I think they really accepted that, and you'll see here in a few minutes that we're actually moving forward in support of with the support of the IUSS. So just a little bit about existing categorical soil classification systems, and I mentioned these previously. The FAO had the Sol map, legend for the Sol map of the world. This had three levels, and it was apt for a very small-scale mapping. But there, it posed many difficulties for national mapping. The WRB, a very well-known system, world reference-based, maintained by IUSS Working Group. It's a flexible system that has a flat hierarchy and serves as a tool for correlation. And of course, most of us are familiar with soil taxonomy. It's a hierarchical system built on the 1938 soil classification system and has strong linkage to the National Cooperative Soil Survey Program. And it's been an important tool for many to buy into the system. And this maintained the soil series concept. So building a universal soil classification, some of the things that Mike felt were important is to look at the best of all of the existing modern system, use a conceptual diagnostic approach, use established terminology, and one of the things looking to the future is trying to account for continuous classes that will be derived from digital soil mapping. So we need a starting place, and of course, you want to start with the most documented existing systems. Use a system with the highest amount and most accurate data to support the science. Share existing documentation. Need an accepted approach, one that is fair and based on the best science of today. Need an accepted group of experts and leaders internationally to bind these decisions. So we should be aware of new developments. One of the concepts that's gaining a lot of momentum is numerical classification. And it, if possible, we're looking to incorporate this into the system. And this deals with things like pedotaxonomic distance, numerical polythetic allocation, and of course the continuous classes. So the success of any universal system must be dynamic and flexible, continuously used, continuously tested, and classification should be more than just a name to make the system more powerful. So again, that linkage back to interpretations, I think Mike feels is very important. So we need to decide on the number of categories. You know, the systems have different numbers of categories, and there needs to be a decision as to which ones we want to base it on. Mike feels that a key is important to selection of taxa. And then in addition to the classification, we're also looking for standards for terminology and definitions that lead to a common data dictionary, common laboratory methods, common methods for describing soils, and a correlation tool. So we're looking at the standards to be more than just soil classification. And a really important part is the long-term support. We need some institution that will house this from the standpoint of the financial and the maintenance and the human resources needed to maintain something like this. So the recommendations. There's a recommendation to the IUSS Secretary General for the approval of a Universal Soil Classification Working Group. And this request was made in Brisbane at the World Congress of Soil Science in August, and it was actually approved. So we actually have a working group that's going to start moving forward with this whole idea. And they are to consider Universal Soil Classification and the other soil survey standards that I mentioned, and I think this is a big part of this whole idea. So I need to decide on the category and classes, and standards will be shared with all nations, and again, focus on the use and management or the interpretation of the information. So we want to establish a core group of scientists. This group will be responsible for binding decisions into the universal classification system, and you can see somehow my name got as the chair of this group, so we are moving forward with this. And Erica is the vice chair. We have a number of people already that we're going to be asking to be part of this group to help, you know, the way forward with this whole thing. The other fortunate thing is that NRCS has put forth a sizable amount of money to support this. So we also have some monetary resources that we can bring together for this whole idea. So again, we want to buy into the established systems, and I've said this a few times, but you know, borrow the best of each national system, And during this whole process, the nations will continue to use their own systems while this is being developed. So the working group is going, the first things we're going to be looking at is build a roadmap or a framework of the system. And we'll, of course, this is an international project, so we're working with countries from all over the world. And we plan on having our first meeting of the working group sometime in the spring in the U.S. So in summary, I think we feel that universal soil classification is feasible. It's been pretty amazing the response that we've gotten to this whole concept. You know, internationally, people are very in favor of this. And, you know, I think Mike's comment about personalities having mellowed is true. So there's a real interest in this. We'll have to have international acceptance. And today the opportunity arises for the current generation to collaborate and realize this dream. So that's what Mike had for you, and thank you for your attention.
Questions?
I'll try to answer them. Go ahead, Patrick.
Do you think it's going to be simpler than U.S. soil taxonomy or more like WRB? Or somewhere between?
Well, I think that, you know, our approach to this is going to be to try and look, again, at the best of what's out there. And also think to the future, because we've got a whole bunch of new technologies coming on, you know, raster-based information. How are we going to classify, you know, all of this new information? So I think we're going to be pretty flexible, at least that's my thought process. Now I'm just one of many that will be contributing to this. So you know, I think that we're going to leave that door open as to how this is going to be structured, Patrick. Curtis.
So this is very optimistic, very exciting. But if you were to, in your best guess, say what is the greatest threat to this thing crashing and burning, do you have any idea what that threat might be?
Well, you know, I'm trying not to think in that way, but, you know, to me, the threat is the magnitude of this job. And it's an incredibly huge, and I mean, it's going to take a lot of money and a lot of resources to pull this thing together. Now, I do believe that NRCS would be interested in being the institutional holder of this kind of system. So we already have that infrastructure in place to support this. So that's a positive there. But you know, someone asked Mike in Brisbane what he thought the time frame could be for developing this. He said 5 years. Someone else later in the program got up and said, well, if we can do this in 20 years, I would be amazed. So the other thing is the amount of time, because I'm certainly not going to see this thing through to its fruition. So it's going to have to be people after me and the rest of the group. Erica, I maybe had a comment.
I just wanted to add to that I think one threat is traditional and resistors, but I think there is a much bigger threat that if we are not improving both the WRB or soil taxonomy and whatever to do it together, the threat might be that other people outside of this community may not use soil taxonomy.